bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otterville. And now, today's word.
So, two instances of troubling in the spirit. One, Jesus feels it because something is going to happen to him. He doesn't change the situation. Secondly, Jesus feels troubling his spirit. Something is happening to somebody, but it troubles him. And then he does something about it. One of the things you have to understand that as members of the body of Christ, our spirits are networked. We are joined together in spirit as Christians. My spirit is joined to your spirit. Your spirit is joined to mine because we belong to Christ together. And as a result, things that you're going through, God may place on my heart. And things that I'm going through, God may place on your heart. And there may be members of the church you don't know physically, but your spirit knows. And when they are weeping, it will trouble your spirit. Your spirit will begin to pick up on the emotions people are going through, on the fears and anxieties people are going through, on the burdens that people are going through. So when you feel that troubling in the spirit, don't always interpret it as which is coming after you. You have to understand it is a way of you to respond to something. And the best way to respond to troubling in the spirit is to pray in the spirit. To pray in the spirit. I can say clearly as a pastor that most of the time, much has not happened to a church member that I didn't feel it ahead of time. I felt the troubling in my spirit ahead of time before it happens. And I've learned over the years to interpret it right, to manage it right, and to respond to it right. Sometimes in ignorance, you will misinterpret what the troubling is all about. But your spirit will be troubled either because something is going to happen to you or is happening to somebody. And the way to deal with this is to pray in the spirit. That's one of the reasons why every Christian must be filled with the Holy Spirit, have the ability to pray in tongues, because there are moments when you have to pray about things your mind has no clue about. And you have to learn to pray in the spirit. All right. So that's the first action of the spirit that we are talking about. Troubled in the spirit. If you felt it before, now you know what it is and how to deal with it. If you haven't felt it before, you will feel it. You will feel it. All right. But the second one is a phrase that is called perceiving in the spirit. Perceiving in the spirit. The first one is trouble. This one is perceiving in the spirit. And the example for Jesus is in Mark chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. This is at the healing of a man who is paralyzed, who is dropped from the ceiling. You are familiar with that story in the New Testament. Mark chapter 2 from verse 6. And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Very interesting. So what does the word perceive mean? It means to know, to recognize, or to understand. To know, to recognize, or to understand. So when you perceive something, it means you have recognized it, you have known it, or you understand it. There is a way to perceive things naturally. Perceive things naturally. You read a book, you understand it, you've perceived. But this is perceived in the spirit. It has nothing to do with your mind. It has to do with your spirit, knowing, understanding something that you may not be physically aware of. And in this passage, this is what is happening. Jesus recognized spiritually the activities going on around him. Something is happening around Jesus, and his spirit knew it. His spirit knew it. His spirit perceived it. His spirit recognized it. His spirit understood what was happening. Now, I want you to note what is happening here carefully. If you read the passage, it says some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. So the heart is normally used as a phrase or as a word in replacement of the spirit. So the scribes are sitting there and something is going on in their spirit because Jesus has said something they don't like. So in their spirit, they are boiling and they are resisting what is happening around. They are bringing about spiritual resistance. You know, you can be in a place where there's spiritual resistance going on. Somebody is resisting you in the spirit. His face is nice, but in the spirit, he is resisting you. And that's what is happening to the scribes. On the outside, it will look like everything is cool. Everybody is minding his business. These scribes look like very, very highly learned professors. They're there with their professorial look and very quietly looking on. You think nothing is happening, but something is happening. And Jesus Christ, if you looked at Jesus, you would say, oh, Jesus doesn't even mind what is happening because all his attention is on the paralyzed man around of him. But whilst his physical attention is on the paralyzed man, his spirit is scanning what is happening all over the place. And he senses there is a spiritual resistance going on here. His spirit perceives it. That's a very important activity of the spirit. Our spirits recognize spiritual activities around us. You may not always be mentally aware of it, but your spirit is always aware of what is happening around you spiritually. That doesn't mean you should go around and pointing finger and witch hunting people and say, you are a witch, you are a witch. I know your spirit doesn't agree with my spirit. That's not what I'm talking about. Because if you look at it, Jesus didn't approach it this way. How did Jesus approach it? He didn't even confront the scribes. He said, why do you ask these questions in your heart? Why is this spiritual resistance going on? And then he said, anyway, to the man. Because his mission is for the man, not the resistance. Because you can easily lose focus and start fighting physical battles when things are happening spiritually. If you're not careful, people will say you are quarrelsome. Because the resistance is not physical, it's spiritual. And so your response should also be spiritual. Otherwise you look like a crazy man, a quarrelsome man who fights everybody. So Jesus didn't bother about what is going on. He tells the man who is paralyzed, rise up, take up your bed, and go. Matter finished. But the resistance was there. It was going on through the scribes, and Jesus perceived it. And the more you become aware of your spirit, the more perceptive your spirit becomes. And you can get to places and connect with the activities going on in that place. And when that happens, don't be carnal about it. Don't fight physical battles when your knowledge is spiritual. Because somebody will say, you have to go and face him and tell him, I know what you are doing. I know what you are doing. Or in the spirit. Now, when you do these things, you are moving from the spirit to the physical. And you cannot fight spiritual battles physically. If it's spiritually revealed, it must be spiritually dealt with. So that's what Jesus is doing. He perceived it in his spirit that there is something going on. But that's not all about Jesus and spiritual perception. There's another story about Jesus and spiritual perception. Luke chapter 8, verse 45 to 46. This is about the woman with the issue of blood. You know, the woman touched Jesus, and Jesus asked, who touched me? So this, from verse 5, Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitude throng and press you, and you say, who touched me? Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceived that power going out of me. I perceived it in his spirit. He perceived power is going out of me. So Jesus recognizes spiritual activities going on within him. Not only does he recognize spiritual activities going on around him, but he is able to understand what is going on inside of him. That without his permission or say so, somebody has made a spiritual connection with him by touching him. And Jesus says, I know, because I monitor my spiritual condition. I know something has gone out of me. Who did it? And the woman came out and said, I did it. Jesus said, that's good. But you know, that same touch could have also tried to activate something negative in Jesus. And he had to be alert constantly of his spiritual state. So we learn that when virtue is going out of us, we should know virtue is going out of us. You should perceive what is going on inside you spiritually. Have you ever been in the state where you are asleep, but your spirit is not asleep, and you know your spirit is not asleep? Because whilst you are physically asleep, some part of you remotely is praying. And you can go on throughout the whole night. It looks like you are physically asleep, but something is happening inside. Your spirit is still interceding. You have to be able to monitor those activities in your spirit. Jesus could monitor when spiritual activity was taking place inside of him. A healing took place because somebody touched him. We must be aware of what is going on around us. You must be aware of how God is ministering through you. As a pastor, I don't always pray for people, but there are many times I'm ministering to people and I know the healing virtue just left me. God just touched somebody. I may not talk about it, but I know somebody just got healed. Somebody got delivered. Somebody received direction. You can know it. Why? Because you are monitoring your spirit. And you are aware of what goes out, virtue that is going out, and what is attempting to come in. What is attempting to come in? They can come into your spirit, but they will knock. They will knock. And it may not even be they want to touch your spirit. It may be they want to touch your mind or your body. I will teach about that later on. But you have to monitor the state of your spirit. You have to be aware of the state of your spirit. So your spirit is not passive in you. Whilst you are sitting here, a lot of spiritual activity is going on. When you are in the office, a lot of spiritual activity is going on. When you are in the market, a lot of spiritual activity is going on. And because you are a spirit being, your spirit monitors all of these things. It's like a radar, scanning everything happening. Now, your mind may not be aware, or you may not be spiritually aware, or you may not even have the spiritual language for it. And so you may not be able to intelligently deal with it. But it happens. So when you sense a troubling in the spirit, when you sense a troubling in your spirit, how do you deal with it? You pray in the spirit. When you perceive what is happening around you spiritually, you don't confront it physically. You deal with it spiritually. And the way to deal with something spiritually is sometimes just to stand in authority and say, thank you, Father, that I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the victory I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because sometimes you can be in a place and you know people are playing spiritual tricks in this place. Don't get disturbed. Don't get worked up. Just say, thank you, Father, I'm under the blood. I'm protected. I'm covered. I walk in the victory of Christ. Thank you, Father, I walk in victory and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Don't say it with your mouth. People think you are crazy. You must say it inside of you. Because if you're going to be, what's wrong with him? Is he losing it? No. Don't let people make you for a crazy person. You are a child of God. Be sober-minded. Be sober-minded. So you can be in a place where all of these things are taking place. But inside you, you're saying, I walk in victory. I walk in power. I have the blood of Jesus surrounding me. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And all of this is going on. On the outside, it looks like decent people conversing. But on the inside, you know you and this guy, you are dealing with stuff. You are dealing with stuff. The person is smiling nicely, but you know that behind the smile, something else is being done. But you are a man or a woman of the spirit. Don't be a person of the flesh. Be a person of the spirit, because you have to handle spiritual things spiritually. Amen? And know that in all of these things, you have more power in you than any other thing outside of you. That's what you have to understand. The greater one is in you. If they try to touch your spirit, they'll get a shock. The spirit will kick them. Because the greater one is in you. The power is in you. You are not vulnerable. You are not weak. And that's why they will keep away from you. Because when they touch you, stuff that comes out is powerful. And you are parading as God's powerhouse. Be aware of that. You don't walk in fear. You don't walk in anxiety. You walk in the consciousness of victory in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.